Hi everyone, it's Jo, and this is not an Octava boo for a change. I am behind again with Octava, but all will become clear in a moment. I will catch up over the next couple of days. I say that every few days, don't I? You must be getting sick of me, but yeah, I will. We had some really good news today. For some of you will know, because I did do some audio boos about it, and for those of you that are on my Facebook friends list as well, that last year, well, when we moved into the house that we're in now, we private rent, and within a week of moving in, it was pristine when we first moved in, and then we had lots of damp came through, and it took the landlord and letting agent ages and ages to do the work on the house, and it was like living in a bomb site basically. So we spent the best part of last year having work done on the house and still paying maximum rent, and building up hefty electricity bills because there's no gas here, and because of the damp, because we had to have extra heaters in because it was just impossible to keep warm. So anyway, we went on the housing list, and what happens in most places in England now, I think, is that all the housing association houses are put into one big pool, really. And every week, well, down here in Devon, every week you bid on houses, and depending on what your band is, from A to E, I think it is, you may or may not win a bid on a house. So a few weeks ago, we bid on a house and we won the bid. But we found out that it was in a dodgy area of Tynmouth, so it was sort of back to square one, back to the drawing board. But then, and places in Tynmouth are like hen's teeth. It's like gold dust finding a house in Tynmouth, really. There are a few flats come up, but not really many houses. But, well, joy of joys, another house came up. We bid for it and we won it. And the lady from the housing association came around, did all the paperwork with us, took did our references, took, you know, ID and all of that. You have to have photo ID and things like that. And we got a phone call today. It's a two-bedroomed house, and it's got a garden. We don't have a garden here. We call it a courtyard down here, but it's a backyard where I come from, and very small. But yeah, this is a two-bedroom house with a garden. We've not seen it yet because the lady, well, we think it was a woman who was in it, only moved out last Friday. And what happens, they have what they call the void team, and that is the team that do maintenance and repairs. So they have to go in and check the place out, and apparently it needs a bit of work doing on it. They also do gas and electricity checks. This house has got gas central heating. Oh, deep joy, I tell you. So anyway, we got a phone call today because we wanted to know the bedroom sizes, and they seem to be pretty good bedroom sizes, because our daughter, who is besotted with cuddly toys and has about 300 of the swining things, can't complain. I was a bit the same when I was little, but never 300. So yes, it needs quite a large bedroom because she has lots of shelving. Anyway, the room sizes seem great. So we've just to wait for the void team to let us know when, you know, how long it's going to take them to do the work. Then we need to give 4 weeks notice to our letting agent that we're going to leave, and then we can move into our new house. And I honestly, we were jumping around like loons today. It was crazy, but it'll be so nice because it will be warmer for starters in winter. We'll have a garden, which will be much easier. We've got two cats, and we live quite near a busy road here, so we don't let the cats out. They've become our older cat, Sophie, has become a house cat, which she doesn't like. So they'll have a garden. It's not overlooked. Here we can't park the road. This little road is no access, so you can only kind of move the gate and pull in if you're dropping things off or anything, you know, if you've been shopping. So we'll have allocated parking at the new house. So yeah, as I say, we've not seen it, but hopefully we will do soon. But we're definitely having it, because we pretty much know what it's like, and we'll be able to do what we want with it, you know, decorate it as we want. Whereas you don't really do that with a private, because you never know. The worry of with a private is that, you know, your landlord could or landlady could decide to sell it at any given time, and our landlord isn't. They're not property tycoons or anything. This is their only property, so I think they were dabbling with it. I don't think they'll do it again after the experience they've had with this, with all the damp and the cost and everything. So we are absolutely happy bunnies. I just can't tell you. Jodie's really excited because the damp is coming back as well in this house, which isn't great. Rob's had a really bad cold, chesty cough, and because he's asthmatic for the past couple of weeks, and he doesn't seem to be able to shake it off. Jodie's also keeps coming down with colds over the past couple of weeks since the weather's changed, and just can't seem to shake them off. And she has, since we've lived in this house, she had baby asthma and grew out of it, but since we've lived in this house with the damp, she's had to start using a puffer again occasionally. So moving into this new house will be fantastic. And so I just wanted to share that the Fishwicks are happy bunnies today, and the cats will be happy, and so will the dog. And it's better that we move before I get word about a new guide dog as well, because if I trained with the dog here, it would be very confusing and unsettling for the dog moving house pretty quick, you know, soon after we trained. So it's good news on all fronts. So I just wanted to share really and do something a bit different to Octava, because I just haven't done an ordinary boo for ages. So that's why we've been sort of a bit pensive over the past couple of days, and trying to, you know, sorting things out and everything. So that's why I've sort of got a bit behind again. Anyway, I hope everybody else is doing okay. If you've listened this far, as always, thanks very much, and I will speak to you all soon. Take care.